At a board meeting last week, DeKalb School CFO Michael Perrone said the district could have a surplus at the end of this fiscal year. However, that money would have to go toward paying down a much bigger deficit from last year. And if you factor in a reduction in state and local revenue and cost increases, Perrone said,
we're looking at a shortfall of $24 million.
Over time, the district's budget has dropped from $1 billion to $731 million. Perrone said that will make it tougher to shore up next year's projected deficit.
If you told me to cut $24 million 5-6 years ago, I could do it in about 2 minutes. But after compounding cuts for 5 or 6 years, that $24 million is going to be very, very difficult.
The district will receive less money from the state next year because a state waiver allowed officials to increase class size and let some teachers go. David Shutton, the president of the Organization of DeKalb Educators, said the move was counterproductive.
What was really frustrating to me was they increased class size and cut teachers to save money, and now they're going to lose $6 million because they did that.
The district was recently placed on probation by its accrediting agency for board governance issues, including fiscal mismanagement. The Southern Association of Colleges and Schools said, among other things, the board consistently underbudgeted for major expenses. The DeKalb board will face the State Board of Education later this month to demonstrate its progress. Martha Dalton, WABE News.